Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Praise me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. I want to welcome all that's on the line today. I want to appreciate you for taking your time out on this Saturday to be with us on today. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and certainly I want to thank God for my co-host out there, missionary, evangelist, Terry Rogers, who fills in for me, and certainly you've heard her. I want to go into our announcements today. As usual, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving, y'all. Today is a very good topic, and we started this month off with Living Without Fear, and I'm going to hit you with some scriptures on today. We're just going to keep it real. We're going to talk about the Word of God. I'm going to read scriptures. I'm going to lay a foundation and move forward. So I want to thank all of you that were able to be with me on Sunday, this past Sunday, March the 8th, as the Lord gave a word. Those that met me at Word of Truth Pentecostal Church, located at 415 West 111th Street, I certainly appreciate you and I thank you for praying for me. Those that didn't attend, because the Lord showed up and he showed out. And certainly we thank God for the word that he gave on last Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know what the word was on last Sunday? It was no limits. Pressing into my victory. So, living a victorious life. And, you know, we have to understand whose we are. And even in the midst of chaos, in the midst of trials and tribulations, we still belong to the Lord. So, that leads me into the topic that we have been talking about on this month. We've been talking about living without fear. And, of course, today my topic is God versus the coronavirus. Y'all, I've got to do it. I've got to talk about it because this is such an epidemic of grand proportions. This disease has shut down the whole entire New York. And certainly if you've been listening to the news, if you've been listening and watching television, you know, we got our eye gates and our ear gates open. We know that Trump declared a national emergency to combat the coronavirus. He authorized and he's waiving laws and regulations to help fight this disease. So $5 billion has been freed up to fight this pandemic. So he's empowering the Secretary of Health and Human Services to waive the laws and to ensure that everybody gets tested. Come on now, this is what we've been dealing with. So and then, of course, in the state of Illinois, you saw on the television that our governor has closed all schools starting on the election day, which is March 17th. So all schools will be closed. Teachers will be giving out packets of work, and those that have e-learning will be learning on the computers, and those that don't have access to computers will have work sent home. And they are stressing what is called social distancing, which meaning no longer are you shaking hands, but it's a elbow bump. Come on now. Now, if we look at this virus, and of course, let me not stop there. We saw the mayor on yesterday who declared they are supporting the governors and Chicago schools will be closed, whether it's private or public. And, of course, if we look at it, if we look at the statistics, I'm going someplace here. You have 7 new cases of COVID-19, is which they call it, confirmed in Illinois, including a child. So you got a woman in her 40s in Chicago. You got a child in Chicago. You've got a man in his 70s in Kane County. 2 more women in Chicago, in Cook County, a man in his 50s, and of course a person in McHenry County. So you've got a lot of stuff going on. And you notice if you've been watching television, New York, I said New York has been shut down. The governor has encouraged events that will hold over 200 people to be canceled to May 1st. They're mandating cancellations of event that may attract more than 1,000 people. And of course, this is St. Patrick weekend, but there will be no parade. I just want to ask if anybody understands that God is speaking. God is saying he's still in control. And when we look at everything that's coming upon us, we as saints of God, where do we stand? Well, we stand on the word of God. We stand on believing that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. And that's why I said earlier, we're just going to deal with the word of God. We're just going to stand on what Bible says. Now, when we look at the 91st Psalms, and I am giving you the New Living Translation, it reads, "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty." And then when we jump down to 6, now all of it, now I'm going to go back to the other verses. "This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God. I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly diseases." Oh, yeah, hallelujah. If y'all not shouting on that, praise the Lord. That's it right there. "He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Don't be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor for the arrows that fly in the day. Do not dread the diseases that stalk in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at noonday." You know, and then I want to read you 2 Timothy. We're just going to deal with the word today, if that's all right. Y'all holler back at me. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now, on last week, we talked about it and we defined what fear is. And we did that intensely because the just shall live by faith. And I'm reading verses. And Habakkuk 2 and 4 says, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." Now, we understand the word. We understand that a lot of the New Testament was re-spoken by those. The New Testament was re-spoken by those in the Old Testament. I'm getting it wrong. Let me get it right here. Now, the Old Testament, the New Testament, people in the New Testament took the Old Testament and re-spoke it. So when you look at Habakkuk 2 and 4, then you have Romans 1 and 17, and you have Galatians 3 and 11, which state, Romans 1 and 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Galatians 3 and 11. "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith." So the word of God is coming, and we're standing on the word of God. We're standing on the promises of God. Satan is here to to make us believe that God is not in control. But God is very much in control. When we go back to 2 Timothy 3 and 1, it says, "This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come." How many know we're living in the last days? We're living in a time where people don't love them. They love themselves more than they love other people. They don't care. They connive. They steal. We're living in a time where people will cut you off if you're driving and don't think anything of it. They will shoot. They will kill. They will kill you for your car. They will kill you for your possessions. It's almost, well, love of money seems to be rooted in the hearts of men, so they do whatever it takes to get them a dollar. And we're seeing it. We're seeing our leadership in the form of our current leadership. And, you know, he's getting up and the newspapers are saying, you know, well, he hasn't done enough for this virus. But, you know, God is still in control. And we look at 91st Psalms and we see that we are under the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is a shelter. There is a place that we have in God. It doesn't matter whether the coronavirus is here or another virus is here, but if we look at the statistics, we will begin to see that there have been other diseases that has wiped or affected people greater than this virus. But the only thing about this virus, it's just so contagious. But I want to know how many is covered by the blood. I want to know how many know that your Redeemer lives. I want to know if you really know that God is on your side, that nothing shall come near your dwelling. I want to know if you really believe what the word says. And we're coming into a time where we got to stand. We've got to stand on the word of the Lord. We can't look like the world. And I'm not talking about dress. You know, I'm talking about our attitude. I'm talking about how we live on a day-to-day basis. We cannot be easily moved by what's going on in society. All of this disease is telling us is that we need to pray more. We need to lift this world up. So I said we're going to go through the scripture. So the Bible, what does the Bible say about fear? When we get to Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." When we are serving God, when we're living all that we can for him, when God is our anchor, when we delight in the Lord, he said he would give us the desires of our heart, and he will protect us. And I've literally read you 2 Timothy 1 and 7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." See, the Bible tells us that in the last days, these things were going to come upon us. God is setting us up God is on the way back. We've got to get ourselves together. This disease is just another reminder the Lord is on his way back. You know, if you ain't saved, you need to get saved. You know, we still need to cry loud and spare not. We need to let this world know, honey, if you want shelter from the coronavirus, you need to make sure you got your hands in God's hands, because he is the only one that can help. I don't care how many times you wash your hands. I don't care if you social distance yourself. God is still in control. God said, I will provide for those that are mine. That's what he said. He said it in word. Now let's get to these scriptures, back to these scriptures. You know how I get carried away. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because love has torment, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made of perfect love. And see, society don't even want you to shake hands anymore because they're fearful that you're going to catch this disease. You know, you could elbow, y'all could touch elbows. See, it's the spirit. It's a fear. It's the spirit of fear. Satan is making people back up. You look, y'all can't even congregate together in big groups because the virus might be in the midst of you. Satan is on the rampage. Satan is walking through trying to manipulate and trying to control all that he can. Now, when we look at Psalms 23:1-6, and I don't think I'm going to go through there. You know Psalms 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Come on now, God. And then if we jump down to 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, we have an advocate. We have an advocate with the Father. Then Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything be prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known unto God. Psalms 56:3-4, what time am I afraid? I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Romans 8:15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage against to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And this is a good one, y'all. Jump down that same chapter, verses 38 through 29. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. You know the rest of that scripture, that will be able to separate us from the love of God. Certainly we have this one confidence, that we know that God will do for us. If we look back over our lives, we can see that God has brought us from A to Z. That when we thought we would have lost it, when we could have lost it, when we could have lost our mind, the accident that we were in and God delivered us from, the cold, the flu, the cancer, whatever disease that came by our house, God was there to protect us. God was there to deliver us, and God is still yet in the saving business. God is still yet in control. We don't have to be fearful. We can tell this society that, look, it's time for playing. It's time for doing all this stuff, this demonic and perverted stuff. It's time for you to get right. You know, there was a song that said, "Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home." Well, get right, world, and get ready to go home, because God is on his way back. These are just the signs of the time. The saints are leaving here. The older saints are leaving him. We've got those that are here, those that know the Lord, need to help this next generation with prayer and fasting to know that, look, you need to get your armor and put it on, because you need to understand and need the weapons of warfare. You need to understand how to fight the enemy. And if you don't have your armor on, which Ephesians 6 talks about putting on the whole armor, then you're not going to stand. Your mind is going to worry you. You're going to be fearful. You're going to worry. You're going to be trying to figure it out yourself. But the 91st Psalms, I go back to the dwelling place. They that dwell. And if we look at the Amplified Version, it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand." So if we under the wings, if we's protected, you know, when you have a shelter, that shelter is that dwelling place. It's that place that keeps you secure. It's that place that keeps you safe from the elements. But if we look over in Tennessee, I pray for the people in Tennessee. You know, the hurricane came late in the evening, and their dwelling places was taking apart in a minute, in a second. So we've got to have a spiritual dwelling place, because that physical dwelling place may not secure us. It may not keep us. If a strong wind comes by, if a tornado comes by, they tell you, you need to get in your basement. Because they understand tornado can wipe away cars, buildings, trees. And when you come out the basement, then everything above you has been torn down. But we who dwell in the secret place, and you know, when we look at faith, faith is complete trust and confidence in something or someone. And I talked about confidence on last week. Hallelujah. We've got to have belief, strong trust. And if we look at trust, it's a firm belief in a truth, ability, or the strength of someone or something. So we've got to have a strong belief that God is going to do what his word says. And he says, "I can swear by no other." He's God. He's Lord. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is infinite. He was there in the beginning, and he will be here afterwards. And, you know, some people try to say there is no God, but I tell you, there is something, and he does exist. And certainly, I want to know, and I know without a shadow of a doubt who has worked things out for me. Nobody like my God. And certainly he sent his son, and because he sent his son, he has given me access to the throne, and I praise and I worship him because I can call him and he'll answer me. When I become overwhelmed, when I become worried, when I become fearful, I can go to him and I can ask God for strength. Lord, you see, you understand, I'm calling on you because you're the only help that I know. Because we have to understand, we don't work this thing out ourselves. We don't build this house ourselves, except the Lord builds this house. Over in Psalms 127 and 1, I'm going to get it for next week. But except the Lord build this house, meaning except the Lord guide us and lead us. Now, we've got to make the effort to be in prayer. We've got to make the effort to seek him. We've got to make the effort to continuously pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. And I thank God that God is simplistic. We can be very simplistic in our prayers. Help me, Lord, right now I need you. Lord, fix it, I need it. God, help me. Now, he wants us to be specific, so simple. Help me, God. Help my unbelief. Help me believe that you can provide and give me money for my mortgage or my bills. God, I haven't worked in a long time. You said that you would supply my needs. God, you said that you would keep me healthy. Cover me, Father God, that the coronavirus don't come to my dwelling place. God, you cover me. Hallelujah. Watch him do it. Hallelujah. When we worry, it's excessive concern for something about which we do not have any control over. Worry generates a great deal of unused energy and stimulates various chemical reactions in our body. It causes ulcers, blood clots, keeps you from sleep, takes away your appetite, can cause you to have a heart attack. The Bible says in the last days that men's heart will fail them. And certainly we see people that are having heart attacks because they're stressed out and they're worried. And this coronavirus is worrying a lot of government officials. And by right, should. But God is still in control. God is still working it out. God is still the person that we lean on, the person that holds our hand, the person that will take us through. We don't have to walk in the spirit of fear. We don't have to do that. We know that we have a different attitude. We have a different mindset because God is still in control. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for those that are on the blog this morning. I thank you, God, for the word that has been spoken. I thank you, God, for those that have tuned in on this morning. We pray, God, for those that are dealing with the coronavirus. We pray, God, that you will heal them. We pray, God, that you will cover Chicago and cover Illinois, Father God. I pray, God, that you protect us, God, that you allow those that have been affected to be healed, delivered, and set free, Father God. You are healer, you are deliverer, Father God. Let us, God, those that know you, those that love you, take a stance in our belief system, Father God. Let us show the world that God is in control, that if you don't know God, you need to know God, because ultimately God is the one that will protect you. God is the one that will deliver you. When you're down and out, when diseases think or Satan think he has won the battle, you will come in and raise a standard, God. You will come in, God, and you will protect us. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for moving on behalf of each and every one that's on the block. We pray, God, that somebody will hear this word and be blessed. God, we pray, God, that you will somebody will hear this word and say, what must I do to be saved? Because we're living in the last and evil days. We're living in a time where people need to be saved. We need to know that God is on our side. And we need to know that he is on his way back. And certainly we thank you, God, for covering us in the blood of Jesus. Cover each and every one, God. You said, by your stripes we healed. Because you went to the cross, because Jesus died for us, because you bled on the cross, because you bled, God, we have healing. And even if you allow, because we are in your control, and even if you allow this virus to come near our door, we understand, God, that you're protecting us. God, let us do like the Hebrews, like Israel did. God, when we took your blood, and let us put the blood over our doorposts, God, that this disease may pass by. We're physically putting your blood on our doorposts. We're putting it on our houses. We're putting it on our children. We're putting it on ourselves, that the disease will pass us by. You've given us that. You've given us that authority. You've given us that, and we thank you, God, for the blood. We apply the blood in every situation, every place, God, every school, over Illinois, over Chicago, every suburb. We apply it right now, the blood of Jesus. Apply. We bind sickness. We bind this coronavirus in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, dry it up in the name of Jesus. Let there be no more cases found in the city of Chicago or the Illinois, God, and even in New York, Father God. Heal, God. God, allow them to see you in action, God. Allow them to see you in action, and you get the glory in the name of Jesus. God, let them stand on you and let them know that you did it, that you healed them, that you delivered them, that you set them free. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray even now, God, that you deliver us from all these issues in the name of Jesus. You said, by your stripes we're healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your healing virtue. We accept it in the name of Jesus. We declare it because we bind the enemy. We bind the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan, you have no authority. Take your hands off the believers. You have no authority. Why? Because God has given us the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We lay hands in the name of Jesus. We lay hands in the name of Jesus. We lay hands on Illinois. We lay hands on Chicago. We lay hands on every suburb in Illinois. And we saying, be healed, be delivered, be set free in Jesus' name. Even in New York and the United States and territories, we speak it in Jesus' name. We pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We will not walk in fear, but we will walk in a sound mind. And Psalms 91, verse 4 says, He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are our shields and a buckler. And when I read that, now is the Amplified version. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to read it in the, and I have the New Living Translation. Sometimes you you need to look at various translations so you can really get an understanding of what God was saying. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. So, with that being said, don't worry about the coronavirus. Don't worry about any disease coming near your house because you protect it. And, you know, God is still able. You know, when we look at the three Hebrew boys that were thrown in the furnace, and there was another person in the furnace with them, which was the Holy Spirit. And they told the king, you know, we're not going to bow in this situation, but we know that our God will deliver. And if he doesn't choose to deliver, he's still able to do so. So we know that God is able to do so. We know that even in the midst of the disease, God is able to do so. So we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus, and we know that God will keep us. And we know if it should come, God is able to deliver us because he is a deliverer. And we are standing and representing God into this world. We're letting this world know who the King of Kings is, who the Lord is. We ain't got to be fearful. And Satan wants to do that. He wants to make us fearful. But the last part of John 10 and 10 states, the Christ has come that I may live a more abundant life. So if we believe the word, if we're standing on the word, and we know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could think or ask, if John 10 and 10 says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and that more abundantly, so we can live an abundant life. We can set the stage for victory because we have victory. And that's what the world needs to see. We can't be fearful. We can't hold back. We can't shrink. We've got to tell this dying world that Christ in control and his Heavenly Father, who's our Heavenly Father, sets the stage. And all things are in his control. I see y'all next week. Y'all be blessed. Be safe. Continue to wash your hands. Bye-bye. And continue to let God reign first and foremost. This is Dr. Carey. If you have any questions, give me a call at 309-750-7584. And once again, I want to thank all of you that met me on last Sunday at Word of Truth Pentecostal Church and supported me. Y'all continue to pray for this blog. Continue to pray for me as I will continue to pray for you. Bye-bye.